Frog and Toad Forever, or Frog and Toad Are Friends with Benefits, by Implicated 2, read by X-Men Hater. Chapter 1, A New Light. Frog invited Toad to his house for dinner. He cooked fly pie. He poured 2 glasses of slug wine. He set a candle in the middle of the table.
"This dinner is very elegant," said Toad.
"Is today a special day?"
"Yes," said Frog.
"Today is the day I tell you something important."
"Oh," said Toad. "That does sound special."
Toad sipped his wine. He waited to hear what Frog had to tell him. Frog cleared his throat.
"Toad," he said, "I have started to see you in a new light."
Toad looked at the table.
"Is it the light of the candle?" he asked.
"No," said Frog.
"It is not the light of the candle."
Toad peered out the window.
"Is it the light of the full moon?" he asked.
"No," said Frog. "It is not the light of the full moon." Toad chewed his fly pie thoughtfully. He tried to think of other kinds of light. Frog watched him think. Their eyes met over the candle flame. Toad felt an unexpected spark.
"Frog," said Toad, "I think I know what kind of light it is."
"You do?" said Frog.
"I think so," said Toad. "Is it the kind of light where you'd like us to touch hands?"
"Sometimes," said Frog.
"And gaze into each other's eyes?" said Toad.
"Sometimes," said Frog.
"And fall asleep holding each other?" said Toad.
"Sometimes," said Frog. "How did you know?"
Toad looked at Frog across the candlelit table. "Because just now," Toad said, "I am starting to see you in that same light."
"Well," said Frog, "that is very lucky for both of us."
"Yes," said Toad,
"it is." Frog reached across the table and touched Toad's hand. They sat there for a long time and watched each other in the new light. Chapter 2, Worries. Frog leaned his face toward Toad's. Toad leaned his face toward Frog's. They both stood very still.
"Frog," said Toad, "do you want to kiss me?"
"I do want to kiss you," said Frog. "But I am worried."
"I am worried too," said Toad. "Maybe if we go for a walk, we will feel better."
They walked on a grassy path. Toad picked flowers. Frog shaded his eyes from the sun. After their walk, Toad stopped on Frog's doorstep. Frog stopped too.
"I still want to kiss you," said Frog, "but I am still worried."
"I am still worried too," said Toad. "Maybe if we play a game together, we will feel better." They went inside. Frog found a pack of cards. They played 2 rounds of Go Fish and 1 round of Old Maid. After the game, Frog leaned in close to Toad again.
"Frog," said Toad, "do you still feel worried?"
"A little," said Frog.
"Me too," said Toad. "What should we do?"
Said Frog. "Maybe if we say our worries out loud, we will feel better."
"Okay," said Toad. "You go first."
"Toad," said Frog, "I am worried that if I kiss you, we will start kissing all the time. We will never go for walks or play games anymore because we will be too busy kissing."
"Frog," said Toad, "I am worried that if you kiss me, we will one day stop kissing. Then we will stop going for walks and playing games because we will be too sad that we stopped kissing."
The 2 friends sat in silence and thought about their worries.
"Well," said Frog at last, "do you feel any less worried?"
"I feel less worried that we will stop kissing and be sad," said Toad, "but I am starting to worry that we will kiss all the time."
"I feel less worried that we will kiss all the time," said Frog, "but I am starting to worry that we will stop kissing and be sad."
"Oh," said Toad glumly, "what should we do now?" Frog looked at Toad thoughtfully.
"I would still like to kiss you," he said.
"Even though you were worried?" said Toad.
"Yes," said Frog,
even though I am worried. Then I would like you to kiss me too, said Toad.
Toad leaned his face toward Frog's. Frog leaned his face toward Toad's. Their mouths touched, and for a long while, neither of them felt worried. Chapter 3. Benefits. Frog and Toad sat on the sofa. Toad's long tongue darted against Frog's smooth leg.
What are you doing? Said Frog.
I am giving you benefits, said Toad.
I do not want benefits now, said Frog. I am drinking my tea.
Toad put his tongue away.
Frog went outside to water the garden.
Do you want benefits now? Toad asked.
I do not want benefits now, said Frog. I am watering the lawn.
Toad went inside.
Frog sat in an armchair and read the newspaper.
What about now? Said Toad. Do you want benefits now?
No, thank you, said Frog. I am reading the newspaper.
Frog, said Toad, you do not want benefits when you are drinking your tea. You do not want benefits when you are watering the lawn. You do not want benefits when you are reading the newspaper. When do you want benefits?
Said Frog. That is a good question.
Frog put down his newspaper. He looked at Toad. He thought and thought.
Well, Frog said finally, what if you sang a song?
Toad sang a song.
Yes, said Frog. And puffed out your throat?
Toad puffed out his throat.
Oh, yes, said Frog. And waggled your bottom?
Toad waggled his bottom.
Oh, yes, said Frog.
He watched Toad with great interest. Toad watched him, too.
Frog, said Toad, what about now? Do you want benefits now?
Yes, said Frog. I very much do.
Oh, good, said Toad. Me too.
Frog reached for Toad, and they walked into the bedroom hand in hand. Chapter 4. Oh.
Oh, said Frog.
Oh, said Toad.
Oh, oh, said Frog.
Oh, oh, said Toad.
Frog, said Toad.
Yes, said Frog.
Will you move your leg slightly to the left?
Frog moved his leg slightly to the left.
Oh, said Toad.
Oh, said Frog.
Oh, yes, said Toad.
Oh, yes, said Frog.
Frog, said Toad.
Yes, said Frog.
Will you grip me harder with your arms?
Frog gripped Toad harder with his arms.
Oh, yes, said Toad.
Oh, yes, said Frog.
Oh, yes, said Toad.
Frog agreed.
Toad, said Frog.
Yes, said Toad.
Will you say please?
Oh, yes, said Toad. Please.
Oh, said Frog.
Please, said Toad.
Oh, yes, said Frog.
Oh, please, said Toad.
Oh, great old frog in the sky, yes, said Frog.
He had always been aroused by good manners.
Frog, said Toad.
Yes, said Frog.
Let's keep doing this forever, said Toad.
Let's, said Frog, shuddering.
Frog held on to Toad as long as he could. Underneath him, Toad wiggled and writhed. Frog cried out, and Toad pleaded, and to the two good friends, it felt like forever. The end.